Aren't they good? Let's give them some more love. Sean and Brian. It's so much fun when they come here and they just start banging away. It's just so cool. I love it. So this morning, I am talking about the grateful heart and how appropriate it is at this time to be talking about the value of a grateful heart. I don't know about you, but with the things that have been going on in the, especially in our immediate vicinity, it isn't always easy, but it's necessary. Because our world has been rocked by change, and the future seems unclear for many. It's no accident we find our lives feeling unsettled. Whatever way you might feel separate from that divine wholeness of your own being, and the time for healing is now. No matter what's going on. Because we have the tools. We have the ability to rise up beyond conditions. You and I are here for a purpose. And right now, the purpose that we're here for is vastly important to the many. Humanity needs us. It needs our grateful heart. Humanity is in the midst of a great evolutionary change. I don't know if you've noticed. We are in a shift. From fear to love. We are in here. We are in a consciousness to grow, to expand. We are here from doubt to faith. Everything is asking more of us. From hate to compassion. From duality to oneness. Our consciousness and what we habitually tell ourselves, as well as our actions, everybody breathe, are shaping our future. As we believe, so shall it be. This is what we know in science of mind. So we must each be carefully listening to our thoughts when we get the information that we do on the news in our own personal lives. It is my opinion we are all here to anchor love because that's who we are. That's what brought us to science of mind, because we knew there was something greater than the condition and the situation that we might have found our lives in or find ourselves in today. To rise above conditions with an unshakable faith. I've had that challenge this week. I've been asked to know the truth in a greater way for my friends and for my family members. To trust and love. Because you see, if we go into that place that oppresses us or takes our breath away because we are afraid, then we're not doing ourselves or each other any favors. We have to say, whoa, wait a minute, there's a greater truth. We reach out with our caring hearts and we do make a difference. I know that we do. I watched it on Facebook. I hope you have. People reaching out and sending love and sending best wishes and please be safe to everybody and to each other. It makes a difference when we each allow love to lead our way rather than fear. Think about that for a moment. Where are you? Where have you showed up afraid? I did. And then I had to stop and remember that no matter what's going on, that there is a greater power, there is a greater truth taking place for all of our loved ones. And yes, it asks us to stretch. Life asks us to stretch. And to support each other in that stretching. It makes a difference when we allow love to lead our way and we put fear aside. Our job, in my opinion, is to root ourselves, and plant ourselves in the consciousness so that we are filled deeply with love and gratitude. And we anchor ourselves in that gratitude. And we're letting go into knowing beyond conditions, beyond situations, there is a greater truth being revealed. We might not see it right now. However, it is our faith and our trust in that powerful, loving presence of the Mother, Father, God that Pixie prayed to and spoke the word over this morning. That is greater than any situation or any condition, and it's powerful truth that surrounds each and every one of us. This power is ours to use, and we must call upon it for our own well-being. I had to do that extra special this week. I'm sure you did. Because this power lives within you. It's who you are. Together this morning, we call upon our unique divine self to move us forward, to rise up within us in a way that has never risen before. Because you see, I believe we are always on a path forward. And everything that comes to us is there for us to move forward, to rise up, to be available, to be our focus for clearing our own consciousness first. Now is the time for each of us to proclaim that there is only one life, one power, and its nature is to love. No matter what's going on. And there are going to be times that we're going to have to say, I have no idea why or what is happening or understanding it, but I know that I can send my love because my love is more powerful than my fear. And it will touch hearts and make a difference. This is our purpose. This is who we are. We can and we will and we do make a difference because we see it. We are each being called to live in a greater conscious awareness of what's my part? What do I need to do? Whether it's we pack up things and Richard took a whole truckload of dog food down to Santa Rosa. We had a whole bunch of toothbrushes and then Dawn went and bought more stuff. Where can we help? Where can we make a difference? Where can we support our brothers and our sisters in harm's way? We have to pay attention to the motivation behind our thinking and our actions. Because we do make a difference. And when we hear people in pain, we need to stop and to consistently ask ourselves the question, am I coming from love? Do I help to lift up? Am I planting the seeds of faith and trust? All good, all God. Am I grateful for this moment? Just this moment to be here together or to remember a friend and to just send them a love note. One of those cute heart emojis. What am I reflecting to the world? Is my reflection helping humanity and lifting it up? Or tearing it down? Be mindful. Because you see, our thinking is like a pebble in the pond that we drop and it goes out to the rest of the world. What are you wanting to send? What do you want to receive? The energy we give out is the energy that returns to us. So living it with a grateful heart, we're just stopping and saying, I have no idea, God, what they need, but I know you do. And I trust in that. Giving from a grateful, joyful heart because you know it within you and you desire to waken it up within the rest of humanity. And yeah, sometimes it doesn't look pretty. Sometimes the waking up doesn't come in a nice, beautiful package with a pretty bow on it. It comes ugly. It comes with doubt and concern and question. And the moment that we doubt and concern and we have a question or a fear, we must stop and say, there's a greater power at work here. My God is greater than this. See, I believe our task is to fill up daily with actually moment by moment with gratitude and thankfulness and to lend a helping hand and an encouraging word. What we each have to offer on any given day, big or small, makes a difference and will definitely move out and touch hearts and lives. Might be just a smile. It might be a welcoming touch. We can and will change the world we live in. When there's an impulse to love, just do it. Send the smiling emoji, whatever it is. Where there's an impulse to give, just do it. Don't wait. Do it now. For those of you who saw my midweek, I think we need to be reminded. Do you have that, Marielle? Ernest Holmes said, when we pray, we do not wish, we know. We do not dream, we state. We do not hope, we accept. We do not pray, we announce. What are you announcing today? We do not expect something is going to happen. We believe that it already has happened. Hear that? We believe it's already happened. So we know, we state, we accept, we announce, we believe. That's really cute, Mary Ellen. Thank you so much. We plant that. So I'm going to invite you, when you hear that news, when you see the paper or Facebook or whatever it is you get your information from, or your next door neighbor, plant the seed of love, plant the seed of compassion. And say, there is greater good that is taking place. I know it doesn't look like it, but I trust it and I believe it. And let me hold you so you can look to believe it for yourself. Yes? Yes. Plant the seeds. Let's take that into prayer. So we just take this moment and recognize that there is only one power, one life, one all-loving, all-nurturing presence. I call this God, the infinite, the divine, the beloved. By whatever name you give it, there is only one. And that is loving and caring and giving and nurturing and always creating. And each and every one of us is the beloved place that is uniquely being expressed through and in and as the expression of God. For we each are that beloved in whom God is well pleased. And so we take this moment, we take this time together into our hearts, and we allow ourselves to be so filled up, to be buoyed up with this light of truth, that we just expand this conscious awareness that we too are the beloved place where God is desiring to express uniquely, individually, each life of value. And so we celebrate that. We give thanks for that. And for anyone who came in with a heavy heart today, we know and accept that there's a powerful healing taking place. And we don't have to know how. We just know it is the light and the love and the glory of God that is awake and alive and viable within each and every one of us. And we hold each other in that light of truth until all of humanity can hold it within their own hearts. And greater than what I can speak in words, I know is already taking place in the mind of God, and I give thanks for that knowingness. I give thanks for that truth. I know and accept that the fires are already out, that the houses are already starting to be built, that every heart there in harm's way, any place in the world, is being lifted up by this consciousness, this pebble that we have dropped here today, that we let expand and go beyond these walls. And we give thanks for that knowingness, that our thoughts are powerful. And so we allow this power to awaken so deep within us and move throughout our own personal lives, touching any place that needs a little bit of love, a little bit of light, a little bit of joy. And we let it grow. And we embrace the mystery and the miracles of this life with strength, with trust, with faith, and with assurance that with God, all things are possible. So I release this, my word, into that ever-living, loving law of God that always says yes, returning to and through each and every one of us, multiplied, magnified, spilling over. We are full of it, and we're proud of it. And we just let God do God's work. And if you're in agreement with anything that I've said here today, please join me in saying, and so it is. So it shall be. Amen.